Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Wednesday, January 4th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is, It's From Your Heart. Our text is taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Pastor Chris says, anything you want or could ever want won't come to you from heaven or from anywhere else but from your heart. Your heart is the origin of all things, including matter. That's what we read in our opening verse above. Remember, universal matter came from the heart of God. Everything was inside Him before He spoke them into being. You are made in the image and likeness of God, meaning that you look like Him and function like Him. Therefore, everything you'll ever need in your life will come out of you, out of your heart. That business you want to start, the new structure you want to set up, that new facility you need, including the capital, they are all in your heart. Bring them forth from within you. The Bible says, God has set, that means deposited, eternity in our hearts. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart. Your heart has the potential for infinite capabilities and possibilities. You can bring forth anything from within your spirit. Think about it. If your heart can contain God, for He lives in our heart, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, then it means heaven and earth, life, success, victory and joy, all the good things you could ever imagine or desire are in your heart. The reverse is also true for the one who isn't born again. His heart is the habitation of evil, darkness, wickedness, failure and death. Recall the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 12 verse 35. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things. And the evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. Being born again, you're the good man that Jesus talked about. You're the one to produce whatever God wants in the earth. We permit and bring forth only the things that are consistent with His perfect will. Our hearts or spirits scrutinize everything and decide that only the will of the Lord will be done in our world and upon the earth. Hallelujah! Please take this confession with me. From within, I bring forth success, victory, health, prosperity, joy, and all the good things I desire. I walk in the glory of God today and in the full blessings of the gospel as I impact those in my world with the life and nature of Christ in me. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read Matthew chapter 12 verse 34, Luke chapter 6 verse 45, and Romans chapter 12 verse 2. There's a portion here I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, you are the one to produce whatever God wants in the earth. We permit and bring forth only the things that are consistent with His perfect will. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like you to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.bolarich.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here is BB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.